Hare Krishna. Just a brief update, since I didn't mention it yesterday, but on Friday, managed to get your mother out of hospital and bring her back home, where she has all kinds of help, personal help and support, as well as a hospital bed and other kind of necessities for her welfare. And certainly made a big difference being back home, out of the atmosphere of a hospital. Not very conducive for good health. Just actually shows how much of a difference it makes in your consciousness and your well-being as to where you are. Today's question is from Adhoksaja Krishna. And he says, does the spiritual master accept 100% responsibility for delivering a disciple, or is it according to the amount of surrender? How much shelter the spiritual master gives? Okay, let me first address the part of this question, which is about the deliverance. Who is it that's actually delivering the disciple? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ahantam sarva papebhyo. Says Mokshayishyami Mahasuchaha, I will deliver you. Krishna is the deliverer. But then we also read Shrima Bhagavate Mahamani Putekim Vapare Rishvara Sajari Devarutyati, that Srimad Bhagavatam will free us from the modes of material nature, will deliver us. We also sing every day Yani Kani Cha Papani Brahmahatyadi Kani Cha. Tulsi Devi delivers us, frees us from sinful reaction, and directs us to our place in Goloka. Mahatvaram Sevahur Vimukti. We hear how Vaishnavas, great saints, the association of Vaishnavas, Sadhu Sarva Sarva Siddhihor, that by the association of Vaishnavas one can attain all perfection. And so many other, Mahaprasadam Govindi, Mahaprasadam Charanam Rita, we read throughout our texts and our Mahatmas' glorification about the delivering power of all of these things. So how do we reconcile it all? The first quote is the leading one, Ahantam Sarva Papebhyo. Krishna says, I will deliver you. Krishna is the deliverer. But how does Krishna deliver? Krishna came 5,000 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. But how is he delivering now? He's delivering us through the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, through the association of Vaishnavas, through the guidance of the spiritual master, through the direction of Srimad Bhagavatam, I may well said that, through the service to Tulsi Devi, by eating Mahaprasadam and so on, by worshipping his deity form. All of these things contribute to our deliverance. They're all part and parcel of our being elevated to the platform of perfection, being freed from material influences, qualities, and coming to the perfectional stage. However, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada navatikatopi. There is a special emphasis placed upon the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. Why? Because in one sense, and I just emphasize that in one sense, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi Devi, deities of the Lord and so on, are passive or not proactive in their approaching conditioned souls to give them their shelter. But Vaishnavas and the spiritual master are. Not only they approach them, but they guide them throughout the stages of devotional service, from faith to perfection. So, in that sense, amongst all the Vaishnavas, one whom one then formally accepts as one guide and teacher, in the same way that in a educational institution there are many teachers, but there's one teacher who one is specifically learning from, one surrenders to the spiritual master, who proactively actively both canvasses or finds the disciples in the way that Srila Prabhupada came and found us, and also guides them systematically back home, back to Godhead. So that's why extra emphasis is given on the service to the spiritual master and hearing from the spiritual master, because ultimately, what is the spiritual master? He's a spiritual guide. He's a teacher. He teaches us the process of devotional service that we have to apply and put into practice ourselves, and ultimately it's up to us to apply the teachings of Guru. Once again, he's not going to be someone who's forcing us to surrender, because surrender is a voluntary affair. So in terms of who's delivering, yes, Krishna is the one who's delivering, but he delivers us through many medium, especially through the medium of the spiritual master, who not only takes us by the hand and shows us the way, but guides us along the way. So long as we follow his instructions to study Srimad Bhagavatam and worship Tulsi Devi and chant Hare Krishna. I don't know if I mentioned the holy name in terms of a deliverer. Of course, that's the great deliverer. Yes, I did. All of these facets that contribute to our deliverance are given to us by our spiritual master, or spiritual masters. Let's also use that in the plural sense, since it's not just the Diksha Guru, but also the Shiksha Gurus. And they teach us how to actually surrender to Krishna. And now we come to the second part of the question, or the original question itself. How much do you have to surrender? What percentage do you have to surrender? So Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Pratyajya, you have to surrender 100% for Krishna, Moksha Ishyami, Mahashujaha, to be delivered by Krishna, and then you have to fully surrender. We have to fully surrender. But obviously we're not coming in a fully surrendered state, and that is the particular grace and mercy of the spiritual master, is that even though we're not surrendered, still, he takes us along the path of surrender, guides us on the path of surrender, 10%, 20%, 30%, 50%, until we also come to the stage of 100% surrender to the Lord. But now, here the question is, and what happens if someone is not fully surrendered? Well, you're not meant to be fully surrendered. When you join, you're meant to want to surrender. You're meant to practice the process of surrender. And as much as one goes to an educational institution, you're not meant to be expert in what the school is teaching. You need to have the prerequisites for entering into school, but you have to be willing to abide by the teachings of the teacher. You have to be willing to accept the teacher and follow his or her guidance. And as long as you do, then you become educated in that particular science. Same thing with the spiritual master. As long as we follow his instructions, remain submissive to him, accept his guidance, then he takes responsibility for our deliverance. But when we neglect his instructions, just like if someone decides midterm in school that, well, I'm tired of this education, I'm going out and getting a job, or just loafing around, then the teacher will say, all right, well, let us know when you're interested, then you can come back and continue where you left off. So in the same way, if a disciple neglects to follow the orders of the spiritual master, then at that point he ceases to make advancement towards liberation, because he sees the process of surrender, or the surrendering process. So in that way, Vaishnav becomes delivered by the grace of spiritual master, who makes available to him all the other instruments of surrender and deliverance through which Krishna manifests and teaches devotees how to take advantage of those instruments of deliverance. And while we follow his guidance, then we advance to the stage where our hearts become fully purified, and therefore we become fully surrendered, since it's an organic, natural process. And at that stage, then, yes, aham tam sarva papebhyo, we get entrance into the transcendental realm, in the spiritual realm, by the grace of Krishna. And what is Krishna's grace? Krishna's grace appeared to us through all of these different mediums, especially his divine grace of the spiritual master, Hare Krishna.